Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. And here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers all wrapped up in one. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. And we appreciate all those of you who have been tuning in to hear her music. For the next several lessons, you'll be listening to songs from her second album. And today, the song is God is Faithful. You hear the theme, God is Faithful, in the background of every one of our lessons. But now, today, you'll get a chance to hear the actual song. So, I can remember when I was a boy, and I found the best birthday card from my mom. And on the front of the card was a little boy on a ladder with a magic marker, standing in front of an elephant. And the little boy was making counting marks on the elephant with a marker. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the inside of the card read, "It's nice to have someone to count on. Happy birthday, Mom." I could always count on my mom. And that's how I feel about God. You see, we all want someone that we can count on. We all want someone who will be with us through thick and thin. We all want a friend who will be with us in good times and in bad times. And the Lord Jesus Christ says to all of us, "You ain't never had a friend like me." God's enemy paints the Lord as a person who likes us when we're good and who despises us when we're bad. But the Bible tells a quite different story. Psalm 86, verse 15 says, "You, O Lord, are a God who is merciful and gracious. You are slow to anger, and you are abundant in faithfulness and truth." Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps His promises and who keeps His faithfulness to 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His mandates." Psalm 119, verse 90 says, "Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You established the earth long ago, and it still stands." Well, June Murphy is going to sing a song to you today to describe God's faithfulness. The song is called "God is Faithful," and let's hear June sing it.
By grace alone, by faith alone in Christ, we could never save ourselves. Jesus paid the price. No matter what today may bring, no matter what may come, we know God is always there. He's a faithful one. God is faithful no matter what we do. Mistakes, God never turns away. So don't feel sorry for yourself when failing to obey. Even when we say one thing, do something else instead, God is always faithful. He won't turn His head. God is faithful no matter what we do. You say faithful to God.
this. He should be your BFF. He's more faithful than all the rest. He's the one that set us free. He's a sovereign God. Are you feeling me? God is faithful. He's faithful. Oh, God is faithful.
Thanks, June, for this beautiful, instructive song about our faithful God. God is indeed faithful. He's someone we can always count on. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 says this, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." So come, let us shout for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Well, we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone who is watching or listening who needs protection from God's enemy, anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, "It shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 says, "God the Father is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." Right now, you can tell God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in your lifetime. And a simple five-word request gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus on a cross, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 23. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 says, "The repentant thief was saying, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" John chapter 3, verse 18 says, "He who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is not judged. But he who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ has been judged already, because he has not believed in the person of the uniquely born Son of God the Father." Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life, because you won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes. And then get to know him, grow by means of the sphere of his grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't let yourself be judged, for there is no judgment. There is no condemnation for those who are believers in union with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.